Shane Bauman is lathering up for the next round of promoting his new ish business tackling the single-use plastic waste inherent in bathing. His Victoria-based sustained grooming garnered the attention of judges during a pitch event that marked graduation from the Project Zero Incubator Program. The free 8-month program run by the Synergy Foundation and supported by Vancity gives new circular business ideas and early startups the opportunity to create business plans, learn operation fundamentals and entrepreneurial skills, connect with mentors and develop a pitch. Bauman's winning pitch among the 15 participants earned him $1,500 to further the business launched in November. Sustained grooming was inspired by Bauman's visions of wall upon wall and aisle upon aisle of personal grooming products found in large stores and the fact most body wash and shampoos are 70-80% water. "You're essentially just buying bottled water when you buy these products," he told the judges during December 5th pitches. He strived to create a line of products eliminating single-use plastics targeting men in particular. The result is the line's first product, a pouch of powder, handmade and packaged on Vancouver Island, that when mixed with water makes a high-quality body wash. "It has tested well in the larger market," Bauman said, despite the competition hailing from national, international and local artisan soap makers. "Both packaging and the product itself, a natural plant-based formula, target 24-45-year-old men who are early to mid-career working professionals and appreciate nature and natural products. The current packaging with ease of mailing to the customer makes for a great e-commerce product, unfortunately launched as Canada Post workers hit the picket lines. Sustained grooming is currently building connections with potential retail clients such as refilleries, local grocers, hotels and spas. The business plan includes adding reusable bottles in late January and expanding the line with hand soap and shampoo in 2025. Wear on kids' clothing, from the Lower Mainland, took home second place earning a $1,000 grant. Inspired by the vision that each piece in a child's wardrobe is lived and laughed in by countless kids, the business integrates new garment sales with a buyback and repair program, creating a circular kids' fashion loop. Vancouver Island's The Thingery, in third place and earning $500, creates share, reuse, and repair hubs for communities. Each equipment lending library connects neighbors, offers skill-building workshops, and reduces material waste through sharing, turning costly and wasteful products into modular and accessible solutions. The 2024 Project Zero Incubator Program cohort marks 80 ventures supported since its inception in 2019. In the past 5 years, these businesses have created more than 160 green jobs and raised over $10 million in capital within BC's green economy. Applications for the 2025 Incubator Program intake will open in early January. Learn more at project-zero.ca/incubator.